the first station. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Pilate found no fault with Jesus, but when the crowd grew loud, he thought of it. I wash my hands, you deal with it. Pilate had the knowledge and power to stand and say no to the world that has sucked Christ, the Lord of life. But he chose not to act on his knowledge, nor use his power. How many times do I have the power and knowledge to say no, yet stay silent? When I see an injustice, hear an insult, witness bullying, do I think it's not my problem and walk away? How many times do I participate by my silence in the passion of Jesus? Who will be hurt because I do not say no? Dear Jesus, you hear my silence and you still love me. Because you say no to evil and violence in the world. The world says no to you. Give me the courage to stand and say no with you. Help me to take up my cross and follow you.
Thank you. fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, they wanted to make you an object of laughter, to isolate you completely, but your mother's love and presence got in the way. She withstood the blows of taunt and sorrow to be present for you along the way. She alone remained to give, encourage, to remind us that you are someone's child, just like we are. How many times, Lord, have I watched another suffer, but from a safe distance? How many times have you looked out at me through the eyes of another for comfort, but were unable to find it? Dear Jesus, your mother stood with you to give you strength and hold up your humanity in the face of my indifference. Help me to see the humanity of those whom the world wants to erase, and give me the courage to stand with them, to strengthen them, and to claim them as brother or sister.
Suffering because your face is marked beyond recognition.
Do I have it in me to see your face clearly when I look into the eyes of another person? Dear Jesus, your suffering is the suffering of one who is truly human, and in suffering I often try to avoid seeing. I want to make your suffering something divine or something less than human. I don't want to connect too closely to you. Help me to see what Veronica has revealed. Help me to see clearly the suffering around me and to see clearly your humanity there.
How many times have I seen another reason as an opportunity Sunfathers that they surveyed the results of their descendants. the Lord of life, Jesus, hung dead on the cross. The thief that pursued us and chased him up the hill refused to come. As he gazed upon Jesus, their victim, the realization dawned. Violence would never bring peace. They were terrified and alone, even as they stood with one another. I am horrified. The foundation that beneath my feet seems to crumble as I contemplate a world without violence. How can I talk to others without blame, without gossip, without slander, without insult? How can I laugh without putting down? How can I build without destroying? How can I use without abusing? What will be my foundation for relationship with others and with the world?
Did not abandon the Jews, those who refused to join the mob, lay his body to rest with great tenderness into the empty tomb to make it by ocean. At that moment, they saw nothing divine in the foreign flesh, nothing holy in the bloody brow. They knew only sorrow, deeper than the great trenches of the ocean, deep sorrow. Jesus, I know you will breathe life again into my dead spirit, but at this moment, I am weak. I have a sense of hopelessness about my own complicity in the violence against others that is pervasive in this world. The same violence that led to your death. It is as if I am in the tomb with you.
Every step.